As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Tuesday, January the 19th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you again today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. I'd like to say, though, hope makes a dandy breakfast, but it makes a rather poor supper. It's going to take more than hope. It's going to take action. We're going to have to get involved. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. If you want to get involved in today's broadcast, it's easily done. To be a part of today's broadcast, you just pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. Again, that's 512-904-8014 to join us live on air from around America. And around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Make a note of that right there on your little notepads. At 866-841-1065, your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and the micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out, as always, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener calling number remains 866-841-1065. That and so much more are posted on the oraclebroadcasting.com home webpage. You can certainly log on, bookmark that site today if you're not there already. Gold today decouples from bullion metals. We're going to talk a little bit about that. The Apollo Group, University of Phoenix, political intrigue, academic failure. We might go into that for a little while today as well. Part 15, hopefully we'll get there. The history of law, the lawsuit, cast of characters, selected readings of law, so on and so forth. Time allowing. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Tuesday, January the 19th, 2010, active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we come off the Martin Luther King Jr. birthday holiday. Gold this morning trading down $2.10 at $1,130.60 an ounce. Silver off 12 cents at $18.52 an ounce. Platinum up 10 bucks. Keep your eye on platinum. It continues to go higher. $1,623 an ounce. And palladium loses a buck, still trades at $457 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, $1,127.70 for a low, $1,141.50 for a high. Kind of a big spread developing there. But at $1,130.60, your gold is up year-to-year $296.30 for a 35.54% return on your investment. The boys in London set the price this morning. They raised up their little flags, ran their flags up the flagpoles and dinged the bell. And they set the price this morning at $1,134. You can see we're $3 and change below that right now. On Friday last, yesterday the markets were closed, but on Friday last, the Dow was off 101 at 10,610. The NASDAQ was off 29 at 2288. And the S&P was down 12 at 1,136. Anyway.
TeamSpeak.com. FCC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
40 Hal from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With GadstonTees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, January the 19th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back in and close out our market report for Tuesday. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And do recall yesterday was Martin Luther King's birthday, and so the markets were closed. But anyway, we found once again that gold was trading off $2.10 at $1,130.60 an ounce. The silver was off 12 cents at $18.52 an ounce. Platinum was up 10 at $1,623, and palladium off 1 at $457 an ounce. Again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closing Friday now was down 101. We'll see where it closes out today at 10,610. The NASDAQ was off 29 at 2,288. The S&P was off 12 at 1,136, and all those numbers and much more available on the web for your perusal. The crude oil this morning off 74 cents, trades at $77.26 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index this morning, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s indicator, moves up 41 basis points, which is causing a lot of havoc in the market. Nevertheless, it is at 77.50, for whatever that means. It's certainly not dollars, and it's not cents. It's just numbers. It's digits. And those digits roll over into the foreign exchange rate, influencing all of that. We see almost across the board red ink this morning. The Canadian dollar moving down 46 basis points, yet still just squeaking along, hanging in there at 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso drops 18 basis points, but still 8 cents U.S. The euro is off 68 basis points at $1.43, moving down from $1.44. The British pound up just a little bit, 7 basis points, not much, not enough to talk about or send a letter home to mom, but it's trading for $1.64 U.S., and the Swiss franc off 91 basis points, almost one whole percentage point, at 97 cents U.S. The U.S. Treasury bonded indebtedness, now there's going to be a lot of action in the marketplace today. If you want to find out more about that, you can always go up to the Bloomberg.com website, www.bloomberg.com. And on the economics page, if you click on the economy, you'll see over on the right, it says calendar, the economic calendar. And so if you want to stay abreast with things that are happening that influence the market and interesting reports to read and interesting videos to view and commentaries and whatnot, that's an interesting little place that I found to access that. Anyway, today the U.S. Treasury bonded indebtedness. The two-year bonds are running at 0.88%. The 10-year is at 370. The 30-year is at 460. And in the mortgages, again, and I don't know whether these are Friday numbers or whether these are today's numbers. I'm anticipating that they're today's numbers. But the 15-year is up at 4.66. If you're going to go out and get a 15-year mortgage, your interest rate's going to be 4.66%, up from 4.50 a month ago. Your 30-year is going to be at 5.15%, up from 5.06% a month ago. So you can see that these mortgage rates are continuing to escalate and climb higher. A lot of times we look at this gold number and we wonder why on earth is platinum doing so well, palladium doing absolutely phenomenal, and gold just kind of seems to be rowing along with one oar in the lake, so to speak, and silver doesn't seem to be making the moves that one would anticipate either. Well, first of all, you've got to realize that the bankster gangsters don't want to see gold and silver doing well because it puts a crimp in their process. But this article from Reuters off London, January the 19th, might help us to look understand this a little bit. Precious, they say, top of the line here, banner headline, precious, palladium at multi-month highs and dollar crimps gold. And some bullet points, spot palladium hits an 18-month high, platinum hits a 17-month peak, gold pressured by a firmer dollar, and holdings by the SPDR Gold Trust is steady. This by Michael Taylor, Reuters, London, New News. Palladium and platinum prices hit their highest since mid-2008 on Tuesday, boosted by investment demand fueled by the recent launch of exchange-traded funds in the United States. By contrast, and again, these are the ETFs, and I've been bringing these to your attention since I came onto the broadcast here on Oracle some time back, and I'd really like you to understand that they do exist, that they're impacting the market, and whether, as some say, that there's no gold behind them and no silver and no metals and it's all just a Ponzi scheme, well, it might be. But whether it is or whether it isn't, the Wizard of Oz is influencing the marketplace, and so we pay attention to them here every morning. By contrast, the article continues, gold had held broadly steady, but any upside progress was restricted as the dollar strengthened against the euro, with the single currency pressured after a survey of German economic sentiment came in weaker than expected. And there's a lengthy article up on Bloomberg in regards to that German economic sentiment you could look at for yourselves. The spot platinum this morning rose to $1,647.50 an ounce, its highest since August of 2008. And was at $1,629.50 an ounce earlier against $1,612 quoted on late Monday. Palladium hit a high of $461.50 an ounce, a level not seen since July of 2008. It later eased back to trade flat at $457.50 as the dollar gained traction. Of gold, was bid at $1,133.20 an ounce against $1,332.50 an ounce on Monday. U.S. gold futures for February delivery were at $1,132.90 per ounce, up 0.2%. The article continues now that we've got the numbers behind us. A U.S. subsidiary of London's ETF Securities, launched by the United States' first platinum and palladium-backed ETFs earlier this month, and uptake has been healthy. What's uptake? Buying. Buying has been healthy. It's been vigorous. And so, this U.S. subsidiary of London's ETF, the Exchange-Traded Fund Security, which was launched earlier this month, I don't know how much earlier this month you could get, but I guess it would be the first they're talking about here, has resulted in this strong uptake in platinum and palladium. Continuing, it says, it's all about these new ETFs, said Stephen Briggs, commodity strategist at RBS. He said appetite for the funds was having a disproportionate effect on the platinum and the palladium markets, which are much smaller in volume terms than gold. That is the really important thing to realize, how really small the platinum and palladium markets are. So little teeny markets, but lots of people vying for them. And the exchange-traded funds makes it rather easy to get in and speculate in these markets. Of course, you can have tremendous losses buying and selling, especially with the advent of the Internal Revenue Service always hanging out there in the background looking to tax you on all of your capital gains. But certainly it gives people an opportunity to get involved in these markets and at least feel like they're dealing with precious metals, even though they're just dealing with digits and paper and numbers and things, contracts. Well, we'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Much more to come.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net. D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net. diginet.net or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Hey y'all, pull up a chair and come on over to Kordak Country every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
And so we see that gold then is definitely being challenged, if you will, by these other precious metals in the market. And some think that there's a decoupling going on in here. Let's find out just a little bit more about that, closing out this article. It's all about these new ETFs, said Stephen Briggs again, the commodity strategist at RBS. He said the appetite for the funds was having a disproportionate effect on the platinum and the palladium markets, which are much smaller in volume terms than gold. And you realize that it takes just a whole bunch more ore dug out of the ground to get an ounce of platinum than it does to get an ounce of gold. And platinum and palladium have comparatively limited uses, although palladium is a big issue when you're talking about catalytic converters and things like that. Platinum is a beautiful piece for jewelry and has other uses as well. But with the pressure to get into the gold market from the central banks and others, people are looking at these alternate precious metals, and they're doing quite well. As a matter of fact, they're outperforming gold and silver, both. So, let's continue. It says that's the really important thing to realize, how really small the platinum and the palladium markets are. In addition, signs the global economy is steadying and expectations that central banks may start draining ample funds from the banking system or raising interest rates later in the year are also prompting investors to buy the strategic platinum group metals. So here's just a little clue off of Reuters, this Michael Taylor fellow here, signs that the global economy is steadying and expectations that central banks may start draining ample funds, in other words, withdrawing the amount of money in circulation. And as we've seen, the interest rates are climbing. So there's action happening by the central banks, these makers of booms and busts. And some investors are responding to that by getting into the strategic platinum group metals. Technical uptrends, the author writes, platinum's rise may soon stall as the market consolidates its overbought positions. In other words, people have come in exuberance, bought a lot of it, and now they're wondering, well, who's going to buy it from us? And so if you're in the ETFs, of course, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. You know, you're just buying and selling electronic things. But it does make a little bit of difference if you happen to be holding stores of the real deal, the full meal deal, the actual metal, and nobody's getting upset, you know, or getting excited about buying it from you, especially if you need to liquidate. Anyway, there's more to it than that. Gold prices were steady, with a rise in the dollar capping gains. Strength in the U.S. unit curbs U.S. unit. Notice the way they say that. The unit. The strength in the U.S. unit curbs gold's appeal as an alternative asset and makes dollar-priced commodities more expensive for holders of other currencies. And we see the currency market. We report on that every morning. Here's a quote. Bullion continues to underperform when compared to other precious metals. And we saw that. That's a fact. Said Andriy Krayukhnov. I don't know. Maybe he's from Russia or someplace. I don't what a name like that. Andriy Krayukhnov. And that, would you like to go through your whole life like that? Hi, my name's Andriy Krayukhnov. What's yours? An analyst at VTB Capital, quote, bullion has been gradually decoupling from the precious metals sector. Gold bullion, gradually decoupling from the precious metals sector. You know, you look at the crude oil and the USDX today, they're virtually the same. 77.26 for crude, 77.50 for the USDX. And gold just kind of slumping along. It's kind of trading horizontally, doing the crab walk, so to speak, in a $10 trading spread, as platinum and palladium just walk away from it. So there might be some truth to this. Bullion has been gradually decoupling. We said before that bullion decoupled from the dollar. That it did. There doesn't seem to be a tremendous amount of response there. When the USDX goes up a little bit, it doesn't mean that gold is going to go down necessarily. But certainly an increase in platinum hasn't brought along a necessary increase in gold. You can see that. Gold continues to trade off the greenback, he added. Whatever that means, we'll be witnessing a comeback to more fundamental-based trading this year. So maybe he's suggesting that the tie between the bullion price on gold and the U.S. dollar index will link up again, and we'll see a relational trading. The world's largest gold-backed exchange-traded fund, the SPDR Gold Trust, and if you haven't been up on the Internet to check out their website, I strongly recommend that you do. And while you're there, look at their prospectus. It's some rather interesting dates in there, 11-11 of 11, as a possible date for meltdown. I just throw that out for your consideration. A very interesting date for those who study numbers and symbology, 11-11 of 11. Holdings of the trust, that would be SPDR Gold Trust, said its holdings stood at 1,112.836 metric tons as of January the 18th, unchanged from the previous day. But think about the amount of gold they've got there, whether it's physical, actual gold or not. Anybody that's holding 1,112 tons of gold is definitely a player in the market. Holdings of the trust, the world's sixth largest gold holder ahead of China, Japan, and Switzerland. In other words, this, so to speak, private gold holder, this trust, the SPDR Gold Trust, the spider on the web, if you will, that's their symbolic logo, a spider, waiting to capture that unsuspecting fly that gets trapped in their web on 11-11 of 11, said its holdings against it at 1,112.83 tons. The holdings of the trust, the world's sixth largest holder of gold ahead of China, Japan, and Switzerland, have declined nearly 21 tons so far this year. In other words, they've been selling. And selling 21 tons of gold is no small deal, compared to a rise of some 15 tons in the same period of 2009. Meanwhile, gold traders in major bullion consumer India remained on the sidelines on Tuesday as high prices put off the buyers, dealers said. Of course, in India, they do more than just buy bullion gold. They also buy gold for all of their various holy days and their wedding ceremonies, and the women are all bangled out in the gold, and it's a real big deal there in India. So we always pay attention to what's happening in India, and if the India buyers are remaining on the sidelines because they're put off by the high prices and they're one of the big players in the market, it would help to keep the price of gold down. Among other precious metals, silver prices were at $18.61 an ounce versus $18.61 ounce on late Monday. It's the same price. I wouldn't say it's versus anything. Anyway, that off of Reuters. Big story this morning. It's not really a big story. There was lots of news to choose from. I chose a different kind of news. Big story, meaning that there's many, many pages. There's about 7 pages to this story. We won't cover them all. But I definitely wanted to copy it off because it's indicative of one of the things that we're dealing with, especially on this broadcast. And by the way, there's plenty of room for others in the back of the room here. I see that there's a few chairs down in the front. Maybe you want to fill up the hall here. Get on your email box and let other people know that Become Vocal Local comes at you Monday through Friday right here, bringing you the information you're not getting anywhere else. But this story has to do with a university, Apollo Group, Inc., and the University of Phoenix, which is one of those for-profit traded things. And it's trying to move into the New York market, and it's having a lot of difficulty doing that. So when we come back from this break, we're going to go into this article just a little bit and see some of the challenges that are not only facing this Apollo Group, but also students trying to get a good education for their money. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we return once again looking at an article by Daniel Golden, off of Bloomberg, January 19th, New News, Apollo Group, Inc., whose for-profit University of Phoenix is among the largest colleges in the U.S. with campuses in 29 of the 30 most populous states, faces one long-standing obstacle to staking its claim as the future of higher education in New York. So before we go right into the article and look at this lengthy thing, do understand that in the established two-party political system, and you know that the Republican Party is a corporation and that the Democratic Party is a corporation, and that the members of the corporation are the county committee men and the county committee women in all of the various voting precincts all across America and around the continent, if you will. But as ex officio members to the parties are these boards of education. And the boards of education are very, very important, especially when you look at financial issues, as we do here a little bit in the first segments of the broadcast each day. And think about how much of that pie that you've seen before, the tax take pie, how much of that pie goes to education here in Southwest Missouri. The lion's share of property taxes extorted from me annually for the privilege of mowing my yard and having a roof over my head. I'm asked to spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars educating other people's children in a system that I don't believe in, and I have little or no control or say over matters curriculum or food or sports or anything. But it's just a huge extortion racket. And the politicians are very well aware of the extortion racket because the schools contribute largely to the success of the various candidates. And as I said, the schools sit as ex officio members of these political parties. File that away for your memory. During Apollo's 12-year quest to enter the third biggest state, founder John Sperling raised money for Elliot Spitzer's 2006 gubernatorial campaign, and the company hired Mel Miller, former Speaker of the New York Assembly, as a lobbyist. This is an education, higher education system. Actually, this is a private corporation. It's schools for hire, if you will. New York has blocked Phoenix's bid for a Manhattan campus. So, in other words, it's not free market. You have to get on your knees and pray to the state that they'll allow you to come into their marketplace for ideas. But New York has blocked Phoenix's bid for a Manhattan campus, questioning its, that would be Phoenix, its academic quality, its dropout rate, how it compensates recruiters, and even its right to call itself a university, according to interviews and documents obtained under a state Freedom of Information law request. One state review said introductory algebra was less demanding than a high school course. Phoenix has 455,600 undergraduate and graduate students, slightly less than the State University of New York's than the State University of New York's 464,981 enrollment. Here's a quote. "The last thing we need to do is to open a college that's not successful," close quote, said Joseph Frey, New York's Deputy Commissioner for Higher Education, in a December the 11th interview in his Albany, New York office. He says, quote, "I'm not bringing anything in front of the Board of Regents until I'm confident the university is playing by the rules of the U.S. Education Department and complies with our requirements." So this is Fed Ed and State Ed standing between where Phoenix is today outside of New York and where they want to be in Manhattan with the university soon. Fed Ed. But it's interesting because they're not coming in with a set of higher standards. They're trying to crawl underneath the threshold with even a lower set of standards, where again we see that one state review said that their introductory algebra classes was less demanding than high school course material. It's like the least common denominator principle here. SEC investigations? Well, investigators are beginning to share New York skepticism while the benchmark Standard & Poor's 500 index of stocks has advanced 6.8%. Apollo shares have fallen 17% since October the 27th. Now, I don't imagine that Become Vocal Local will be listed on the New York Stock Exchange anytime soon. Certainly our internet homeschool classroom held here Monday through Friday is offered to our listeners at no expense to them other than the time invested. But here, these people are being traded on a stock exchange. You don't really think of that, do you, when you look at universities? You don't look at them as just big businesses, but they are. As a matter of fact, I recall back in the days when I was just beginning in college in 1970, where the intake counselor there gave me some insights into the educational process. He told me that it was just a big business, that education was a huge business, and that I'd scored rather high on the tests, and he wanted to know why I really did want to be in college, that I might be able to do better in business without the degree that was being offered by that college. And as it turned out, it was good advice. I was able to go further faster by skipping the detour for 4 years in schools. But some people have done the other way. Anyway, continuing along here, Apollo's swoon partly reflects concern that federal authorities may follow New York's lead and keep closer tabs on for-profit colleges, said Trace Erden, an analyst at Signal Hill Capital Group in San Francisco. Quote, in the usurper's administration, well, he said the other word, he said the O word, but I don't use that here. In the usurper's administration, the pendulum has swung back closer to where New York State has been the whole time, Erden said in a telephone interview. The absence of a New York campus hurts Phoenix efforts to boost enrollment and revenue. Phoenix described New York in a June 2004 planning document as having, quote, the highest numbers of potential students, close quote, of any state. So they're looking at all those little faces in the classrooms as digits and numbers, adding to their bottom line, not adding anything to the young people's brains, but just adding to their own fat little pocketbooks and their greasy little hands. Growth deceleration. A deceleration of growth in Phoenix's two-year associate degree program, which accounts for 45% of enrollment. Wow, that's a lot. You're just churning them out every 2 years, is worrying the investors, said Ariel Sokol, an analyst at Wedbush Morgan Securities in New York. Wonder if Ariel has any family in Israel. The slowing growth reflects the school's shift to higher quality bachelor's degree candidates, he said. The U.S. Education Department also is prodding Phoenix to disclose more information about costs and course requirements to prospective students, which could deter some of them from enrolling, he said. I remember in the beginning of this article, they did talk about recruiters. They go around and beat the brush, you know, to try and get students to come and enroll in their colleges. And then they have to ask yourself, after they've been so heavily recruited, do they actually get the education that they are paying for? Or is it just a scam? Well, 39 for-profit colleges operate in the state, including ITT Educational Services, Inc. ITT, isn't that the mail order school? I think it is. And DeVry, Inc. New Yorkers have to attend Phoenix online or cross the Hudson River to the university's Jersey City, New Jersey campus. Phoenix, which generated 95% of Apollo's $3.97 billion, that's a little bit of money, in revenue in the year ended August 31st, enrolled students in face-to-face and online classes. $3.97, a $4 billion a year annual revenue for this corporation. Well, more than 15,000 New Yorkers are enrolled in at Phoenix Online to, quote, take advantage of our innovative accredited education to help their careers during these difficult economic times, close quote. Sarah Jones, an Apollo spokeswoman, wrote in an email. This is a lengthy article. There's about 7 pages in here. Don't want to go through all of it, but it gets into all kinds of chicanery, all kinds of graft and corruption, all kinds of paying politicians to participate in their program. Talk a little bit more of it after this break. Stay with us.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Forty Howe from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Found a rather lengthy quote by Thomas Jefferson, or a quote of Thomas Jefferson in The Invisible Government by Dan Smoot, published back in 1962. I don't know if it's accurate or not, but this is the words. These are the words that Dan attributed to Thomas Jefferson. He says, quote, "I know of no safe depository of the ultimate powers of society but the people themselves. And if we think them not enlightened enough to exercise control with a wholesome discretion, the remedy is not to take it from them, but to inform their discretion by education." We place a lot of emphasis on education in this country and around the world. You know, it seems that every young person is indoctrinated from their first breath that unless they get a degree in the, from the university somewhere, that they'll never advance beyond the level of a ditch digger. Of course, I know some university or some union-paid laborers and operators that dig ditches that make $50,000-$60,000 a year. At least 20 years ago, when I was hanging around the unions and construction sites, so certainly some of these people that have their advanced degrees in interpersonal social relationships or underwater basket weaving that struggle to find employment might have been better served by pursuing ditch digging as a more honorable way of earning an income. But there is no end to the amount of drive by Fed Ed to get young people to get involved with these universities and to go on to higher education. Whether that enlightens their ignorance or not remains to be seen. And in this particular lengthy article, we find that there's a whole lot more shaken in the background than the three R's, you know, reading, writing, well, and arithmetic. Well, it's certainly not R's, are they? Well, they see how they teach us these foolish things. And, as many of you know, I have collected quite an assemblage of textbooks over the years, always looking for more of them. This month, I've been working out of this Principles of Business Law, and this is a university-level textbook on the study of really the commercial law, the Uniform Commercial Code, at the university level for lawyers in training. And as I've shared before in this and other textbooks, whoever it was that enrolled in the program or the course of study and purchased the book scarce touched the book. And I know from my own experience in school that you would, in college, if you will, at the community college level, that you would go to pay the big money and get your books and all of that, and then you go in the first class or two, and either the TA or the teacher's assistant or the professor would hand out a little syllabus, and they would say, well, you know, we're going to study Chapter 1, Sections 3 and 4, Chapter 7, Sections 3, 5, and 7, Chapter 11, this, that, and that, and Chapter this, and you look at the whole textbook, and you look at a semester of your life, and you say, wait a minute, I didn't pay 20% for this book. I bought the book for the whole price. Why am I only going to be taught just a little smattering here or there out of the book? How is it possible to learn law or economics or history if you jump over hundreds of years of recorded history, or if you jump from one topic to another and leave everything else out? Well, if you want to get your straight A's, those that run on the 4.0 program, you've got to read the whole textbook on your own time. But with this particular textbook in law, as coming in at over 1,100 pages, and now I'm on my second reading of this thing, the first time I went through at light speed, full warp drive, and now I'm crawling through it, underlining and highlighting and margin writing and bookmarking and so on and so forth, I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that there's no way that even I, could present this particular course in an entire year's worth of classes if I was limited to a two-hour-a-day session. No way. You couldn't cover this course adequately. And so one only wonders what it is that is about public education that drives it so. First of all, the textbooks are expensive, and there are very few textbook writers and publishing companies today. I believe there's only four principal publishing companies that put out the textbooks for all of the public schools, the public school system. So there's your one of your monopolies on textbooks. But also, we've got these universities, and the universities seem to be very intent, A, on recruiting students, and on, B, securing funds, and in order to gain access to accreditation and so on and so forth, they are involved with hiring lobbyists and making major campaign contributions. Let's find out a little bit more about that. Continues on here. No vote. Phoenix application has never reached a formal vote by the New York Regents who oversee education in the state, Frey said. Phoenix students don't qualify for the state tuition assistance program, which provided $813 million of aid in the 2008-2009 academic year. New York officials, again, questions are similar to those that the Obama administration, the usurper's administration, is asking about the for-profit college industry in general. The U.S. Department of Education is considering restrictions on paying recruiters for enrollments and on giving misleading information to prospective students, and may require for-profit colleges to show how much their programs increase graduate earnings according to department documents. And so what we're having here, what we're developing here, is this antagonism between the land-grant universities and private institutions. The department is examining institutions that increasingly rely on federal financial aid. Robert Shireman, the U.S. Deputy Undersecretary of Education, said in a September the 1st interview, Phoenix derived 86% of its $3.77 billion in revenue in fiscal 2009 from education department grants and loans to students, up from 48% in 2001, according to its October the 27th 10-K filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. But you didn't know all that stuff was going on in the education business, did you? Late refunds? Apollo was late in paying federal financial aid refunds for dropouts. According to a government report, the company disclosed in its 10-Q on January the 7th, the findings by the Education Department will cost about $1.5 million, Phoenix-based Apollo said. And then it continues, and they talk about where it stands in the NASDAQ and so on. Founded in 1976 by John Sperling, a faculty union organizer and former San Jose State University history professor, now 1976, a faculty union organizer. Oh, this fellow wouldn't be a little bit red, would he? Wouldn't be one of those pinko commie, well, you know what we're talking about. Maybe wouldn't have a red stripe right up his spine, would he? Workers of the world unite. University history professor. Phoenix pioneered a model that used part-time faculty with practical experience to teach five-week courses to working adults. Does that sound like the continuing education program? But that's not a bad idea, isn't it? Part-time faculty? Well, I guess there would be no benefits there, would there? Part-time faculty with practical experience. That's not bad. Actually having hiring or recruiting school teachers to teach about school teaching. I mean, it's like goes back to Plato's, doesn't it? Who knows better about fishing? The man that makes the net or the man that casts the net into the waters? The university has expanded nationwide, aided by well-connected board members, campaign contributions, and extensive lobbying. So it's definitely knowledge for hire, isn't it? Educational access? The quality of Phoenix educational offerings and its policy of admitting any applicant who has completed high school or earned an equivalency degree have driven the university's growth, said Jones, the Apollo spokeswoman. Again, I guess if you can fog a mirror with your breath, you qualify to attend their universities. Phoenix, quote, provides access to those who otherwise might not have the opportunity to pursue higher education, she said. So once again, it's the cart and the horse concept. You can't get a job anywhere unless you have a college degree, but who cares what the degree is in or where you got it? We'll be back right after the top of the hour break for hour number two. Stay with us.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, January the 19th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, through some financial news, looking at the gold and precious metals market, the ETFs, etc. And then dove into this study here, a little bit of one, in regards to modern education, for-profit universities and colleges, particularly the University of Phoenix, which is getting it on. It's got campuses in 29 of the 30 most populous states, and it is doing all that it can do to make inroads into New York City, into Manhattan. That's where they really want to be. But we're finding out that this is there's a little bit more to this education for hire than meets the eye. Certainly this, in Pennsylvania, Phoenix managed to overturn a ban on for-profit colleges in Texas with the support of then-Governor George W. Bush, that would be the shrub, and his education advisor, Margaret Spellings, later a U.S. Secretary of Education. Phoenix outlasted the state higher education commissioner who tried to block its entry. For-profits are freer than most nonprofit colleges to form political action committees and donate to candidates for state office, said Miriam Galston, a law professor at George Washington University in Washington. Here's a quote. In all my time there, New York was the only state we didn't win, close quote, Charles Siegel, a former Apollo senior vice president for government affairs and now vice president for public policy at Cornell Companies, Inc., in a telephone interview. The saga begins. The New York saga began in 1995 when Siegel got in touch with New York education officials. Phoenix applied for a license 2 years later, seeking to open a Manhattan campus for graduate and undergraduate students. 3 years later, a state review team visited the university's campuses in Phoenix and Tucson, Arizona. The university really wanted New York very badly. Miller, Apollo's New York lobbyist from 1999 to 2006, said in a telephone interview. By 2001, Phoenix was growing impatient. Quote, I'm beginning to believe all of this is an intentional delay, close quote, Siegel wrote to Gerald Patton, then New York's deputy commissioner for higher education. Quote, it is becoming my view that this process will never end, close quote. In a January 2002 letter to a university official, Frey proposed a compromise licensing Phoenix only for graduate programs, which had received better reviews than its undergraduate offerings. Again, against Miller's advice, Phoenix spurned the offer, Miller said. Worst enemy, quote, the university was its own worst enemy, he said. after a 2002 site visit to a Phoenix campus in Philadelphia. A state review team found fault with the college's newly designed general education courses for undergraduates. First-year algebra, quote, is not a college-level mathematics course, close quote, and, quote, does not demand as high a level of critical thinking as the high school curriculum in New York, close quote, according to a 2003 draft report. Courses in human nutrition and environmental issues and ethics lacked basic science, and instructors were unqualified, according to the report. Quote, the reviewers continue to question the college-level content in the liberal arts and sciences, in particular in the math and science disciplines, can be covered in a five-week session, close quote, the authors wrote. Phoenix's general education courses are, quote, at the appropriate level and quality, Manny Rivera, an Apollo spokesman, wrote in an email. The school continually evaluates and updates its curriculum, blah, 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 blah. Well, so much for that. We'll be back on the other side. More to come.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy Sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy Sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy Sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy Sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have once again returned for our second hour of today's Tuesday, January the 19th, 2010, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local, going through a And a rather lengthy article. You can find it for yourselves right up on Bloomberg.com. It's Apollo Suffers New York Snubs as SEC Probes for Profit Phoenix. Phoenix is an education company. It's a for-profit university of Phoenix is what it's called. Apollo Group, Inc. is the ones that own it, apparently. But there's a lot of discussion in this article that bears more time, you know, investigation we have time for today. But the idea in all of this is that there is a running or an ongoing controversy between the idea of free market education and government-funded education. And there's also the bunch that are in there, and Phoenix may fall into that category, may not. I don't want to unfairly judge them on such a cursory study of it. But there's also a bunch of them out there that are just shilling for education. They're digging and reaching for federal grants and aid. They're looking for federally underwritten tuition and so on and so forth, putting the young people into great amounts of hawk to buy these programs. And at the end of the day, you just got to wonder, you know, is this the deliberate dumbing down of America? The young people are really in the middle of all of this because they're trying to get their degrees, so to speak, so that they can get a job. You know, if you're going to get an industrial job today, and you're going to assemble sandwiches for one of the fast food industries, you're going to need to be able to read at least basic things, although most of it's just symbology today, and you'll need to learn how to push buttons and watch the clock and those sort of things. And certainly you'll need a four-year degree to do that, at least in America. So, you know, as long as we're going to continue to go down this path where everything requires a degree for entry, you know, all of the time that I spent in engineering and land surveying and in construction and all of that had no education behind it at all. It's just things that I learned from reading and things that I learned on the job, OJT, and found myself in management rather quickly in just about every employment I ever had, largely because I came in with the right attitude, you know, wanting to do something and improve my situation and always looking out for the employer wherever and whenever I could, but never, you know, shirking taking on additional reading or buying a book if necessary to bone up on things, but there was no degree required to do what I was doing. It was just, you know, punching in the numbers and learning how to figure out what the formulas are and where to get your research and so on and so forth. From designing, you know, buildings and everything else all the way down to, you know, laying them out and building them, constructing them. Very complicated structures, some of them. Some military projects as well. But it didn't require a degree from any university to do the work. It just required knowing what you were doing and then doing it. So this gatekeeping that goes on in America with the idea that everybody has to have a degree is somewhat specious, in my opinion. And certainly, ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of truth, isn't that 2 Timothy, is really appropriate because we learn a lot of things that we really don't need, but then we have to go back and study, did the things that I learned, were the things that I learned really of any value? Well, let's go into this study again, the lawsuit, the cast of characters. We're going to find out a little bit about the lawyer. What is a lawyer? What do they teach in law school about a lawyer? You would think that this would be a really important aspect, and it is. We started this last week. English law not only gave us the common law, it gave us the profession of attorneys at law. Attorneys at law are also known as lawyers, solicitors, or counselors at law. The term attorney at law is used to distinguish the lawyer from an agent known as attorney in fact. This latter person is simply authorized by a power of attorney to perform some stated duty on behalf of a principal, whereas an attorney at law is a person qualified in character and by training to serve as an officer of courts in representing and advising people in regard to the law. Now, this is chapter 1. Section 39, right out of DeLaveau and Howard's Principles of Business Law, 9th edition, published in 1971. Yes, by Prentice Hall. The direct ancestors of the common law lawyers were persons hired as quote-unquote champions, and this is review, in trial by battle, trials by battles. In the early days in the militia in England, everyone was required to have a 2-inch wide belt and the halyard, the one belt that goes over the shoulder, and everyone was required to have their weapon of some sort or another. But because of the uniform nature of the belt, all of the rest of the accoutrements would be provided by the Lord, depending upon what it is that you were assigned to do. But in the early morning hours, the men would turn out and practice their battles. And that's the way it was titled, Practicing Their Battles. And so here we go and look at the law, the lawyer, the counselor at law, the barristers, the solicitors, the lawyers, the attorneys at law. The direct ancestors of the common law lawyers, again, were persons hired as quote-unquote champions in trial by battle in early English litigation. And litigation is enclosed with quotation marks. In criminal actions, a defendant was required to establish his innocence by defeating the plaintiff or his champion. In civil actions, the bout was waged by champions, not by the parties themselves, because under the law at that time, if either party to the case were killed, the suit would end and no judgment could be taken. You could imagine yourself on that morning, I no doubt was an early morning. In my mind, maybe it was high noon, I doubt it, it was probably early morning, when Aaron Burr and Alexander Levine Hamilton faced off in the field with their dueling pistols, and Aaron Burr won the trial by battle and dropped Hamilton that day. Trials, the authors continue again, of this sort, were later abolished in England, and trial by jury was substituted. However, the idea of a quote-unquote contest survived, so that today a trial is, in a sense, a contest between the lawyers as advocates for their clients, like champions in the olden times, the courts as a referee within an adversary system. We talk about our legal system as an adversary system. So conducted as to fairly persuade a jury towards a just result. In early England, after William the Conqueror, some call him William the Bastard, land law and pleadings became so complex that there developed of necessity a class of legal advisors increasingly experienced and competent. And we see that all around us today, don't we? Where law has become so increasingly complex that unless you have graduated cum laude from the finest of law schools in the land, you can't scarcely read the stuff, much less understand what you've read. Continuing here, on the other side of this break, we'll look into a little bit more of the lawyer, what he is and what he ain't.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
Two's company, three's allowed. With your host, Sean.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sunday, 11 p.m. Central.
On the Oracle Broadcast.
And so we can see out of this development of this increasingly complex society that this the arising of this class of legal advisors. More status, more classes, a more class-oriented society, but a class of legal advisors. Again, increasingly experienced and competent. The author continues and he says, while a utopian society could, in the theory, avoid the need for lawyers, any complex society cannot, in reality, do without them. They are essential in all countries if order is to maintain. And we remember from our earlier studies that the whole idea of law and perhaps even the definition of law is an ordered society. That is, the end of law is an ordered society. And, of course, in Haiti today, they're trying to restore security and order. Order out of chaos, right? And then the authors go on, and I see we have a caller. Well, we had another caller. Now we have another caller back, so callers are calling in. And you're welcome to do so, folks. It's 866-841-1065. And, Brian, I'll be with you in a moment. Just hang on the line there. But the utopian society, and again, you go back and look at Sir Thomas More, contemporary with Desiderius Erasmus back at the time of the Reformation. We could have started to have him writing on utopian societies there. At that time, then there was Erewhon, which is simply nowhere spelled backwards in a mirror. But this, while a utopian society could in theory avoid the need for lawyers, any complex society cannot. And the practice of law is one of the most important, if not the most important, occupation in our society. You can see how they're building it up in the minds of the young student, how important, how self-important they are, and how important it is for them to be in the profession of law. Let's go to Brian in Arizona. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for calling in.
Well, yeah, the lawyers are the problems, especially in Arizona. They keep writing these DUI laws and all these other laws so strict that they make all the money off of them and they benefit from them. They're all crooks and shysters. I want to jump ship to another topic, though. One of the head guys I know for Fry's Kroger in the real estate acquisitions and remodeling, and he does everything to do with the real estate, told me this food stamp problem is out of control. It was 5% of their business a year ago. It's now 10%, and they expect within 1 to 2 years, the food stamp business for Kroger Fries out here will be 20% of their business.
And that's that little plastic card that That's that little plastic card that they give folks that I see in the grocery, isn't it? That they just swipe their little black card there and they get their groceries on our dime?
Yeah, and guess who runs the program? J.P. Morgan Chase Bank runs the food stamp debit cards. The people that created this problem now profit from those cards when people buy food stamps.
Well, that's to be expected. You know, you wouldn't be surprised by that, but it's an astute observation. I didn't know that J.P. Morgan had their fingers on that one. I would have been surprised, not been surprised to hear it be Wells Fargo.
Well, I heard that from Mike Chambers, and he's a pretty reliable source. I mean, you know what? You could tell me the most wild thing about this economy, and without even checking it out, I would believe it, because there's nothing that surprises me anymore. Nothing. I mean, if you told me George Bush was part of it, nothing that I hear about these lousy, crooked politicians in the bank surprises me one iota. I have to take everything that everyone tells me on face value as though it's true, because the reality is the real truth is probably even stranger than what they're telling me.
And who would be able to discover the truth anyway, Brian? I mean, you know, you can't get it from the news. You can't get it from a FOIA request. You can't get it from a subpoena. You can't get it from a congressional commission. So who would know the truth anyway?
I just got an email from a guy back in New York. He's running with about $300 million worth of public storage's money. He said, luck over brains every time. Public Storage reorganized all their debt in 04, 05 and came out with $300 million cash. And there's a phenomenon in these little mini storages where a guy builds one and two, fills them up, and then he pledges those against three and four. And now these banks are running them into bankruptcy because they won't renew their loans for us. And what was taking 18 to 24 months to fill up a storage locker, you know, with 300 or 400 units, is now taking 36 to 48 months. So the owner is bleeding to the tune of the payments to the bank, plus he's bleeding the dollars that he's using for marketing to try to get it full up, and the bank won't do a new 5-year refinance on it. They say, well, we'll give you six more months, and they're getting their payments, but they don't realize they're driving this poor guy on his third and fourth units into bankruptcy. So they go in and they say, look, you've got $10 million worth of debt. We'll give you 8.2. And they say, no, we're getting our money. He said, that's fine. Just call me when he goes into bankruptcy and we'll offer you 6.1. You can take it in the shorts now or take it in the shorts later. And that's what's causing these problems. He sent me an email the other day. The J.P. Morgan Chase Bank building, over 1 million square feet, sold at an all-time record low of $100 a foot, $100 million in New York for a million square feet. This stuff normally goes for $300 to $400 a foot. When I met Andy Benet, who represented Sheikh Mohammed, who purchased all the sexy buildings there, he told me minimum $300 to $400 a foot. They buy the air rights, and then they go up and they build on top of it and, you know, extend the building from 55 to 100 stories or whatever, and the maximum they could get for rent is like 150 a foot. There's leases coming back now at $58 to $59 a foot, two-thirds off of what the normal prices are. Now, when you can't make money with real estate in New York or you're two-thirds off, we have a problem in this country.
Well, we have a problem not only in this country but around the world when it comes to commercial real estate. Certainly, you've been following that. The highest building on the planet, is it Abu Dhabi or is it in the other place, Dubai? But whatever.
Dubai, it's in Dubai.
Yeah.
My buddy's ex-Lear jet pilot, who is a CIA pilot, who was working for NetJets. He went to work for my friend on his Challenger and his Lear 60, was flying that guy around who was the developer of that building. I used to get calls from him on Skype, and he was on the beach in Dubai. And he wouldn't tell me who he was flying around until after he quit working for him. But he flew that guy all around the world in his jet. And that guy's having trouble. They stopped construction, then they were starting again. I don't know what the final deal is on it. But well, Dubai is crumbling. HSBC lost $20 billion over there.
Yeah, they had an opening on the building, Brian, and the thing is virtually empty. They don't have anywhere near the capacity that they were hoping for, but that's part of the problem. But hey, good points. I've got another caller on the wings. Thanks for calling in this morning, Brian. Always appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks.
Okay, bye for now. All right, let's go up to our next caller here and go live with Lark in Dallas. Good morning, Lark.
Will, good morning. How are you?
Doing pretty good. We've only got a minute or so before the break, and I'll hold you over through the break. But what's on your mind? What do you know? What do you say this morning?
Well, I want you to know that you were in rare form yesterday. You had me actually laughing out loud with your repetitions of that word disruptor.
Well, isn't that what's going on today, though? I mean, can you imagine they're teaching that in school?
Oh, I can, because it, you know, I studied marketing and branding for 3 or 4 years, and I mean, this has become de rigueur as part of the education today. You've got to learn how to get inside people's minds so you can act, so that you can pour on them after all.
Yeah, well, the idea of the disruption of the marketplace, you know, that concept is huge, really. And it's so true, because this is really what's going down. We would think that people would be working in some kind of harmony, but it's such an adversarial system, from the law to business to finance. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and it's getting worse. Even the dogs are eating their own tails these days. But we're going to pick up a break right here, folks. We'll be back right on the other side with Lark from Dallas. Your calls are welcome as well, 866-841-1065.
Cutting Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background fuzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
40 Hal from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With GadstonTees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And blowing into the final half hour of today's two-hour broadcast, folks, if you'd like to get on the line, now's the time to do so. 866-841-1065. You're certainly welcome to call in. And as Lark from Dallas asked, Lark, as we're going into the break, we're talking about this idea of market disruption. And this morning on the web, we see that Kraft is finally closing its deal with Cadbury. They're going to buy that up. Warren Buffett is in China buying up steel companies. Seems no matter where I look on the internet, in the financial arena, today's marketplace is all about buyouts, takeovers, buying down stock, taking over other companies. It's amazing. To me, it's almost like if you go into business and you set up a nice model, and you just wait to be eaten by the next shark that swims by, and you want to get eaten for the highest money. But your ideas on that?
Well, you were exploring that term vis-a-vis the market, and I was extrapolating from what you were saying regarding disruptors in the market and this the idea of takeovers and buyouts and the competitive nature of our capitalist system. But what I was referencing and what I extrapolated that information to was this idea of how Madison Avenue types get into the individual and the public mindset so that they can actually create a disruption, and they've turned it into a science.
Absolutely. A degreed science.
So, for example, have I introduced that word, that slide, to you and your audience yet?
What is the word again?
Slide, S-L-I-D-E.
No, that's an interesting one. Go ahead.
In case you find it interesting, I was, of course, at the time thinking about the film Avatar because of the various ways that it rebrands various actors on the American scene in a imaginary future, which really is upon us. But essentially what slide means, and this is for your high-level marketers, your branding experts, your Madison Avenue types, people that want to cotton to this idea of being change agents, et cetera, and or world servers. I think you know the terms.
Yes.
But a slide is a conditioned response, a la Pavlov's dogs, which dead ends a person's thinking and terminates debate or examination of the topic at hand. And this is turned into an art form.
Absolutely.
What this means is that you could be working along one track in terms of advancing an idea, but if you want to disrupt that person's thinking and hijack them, if you will, hijack their thinking so that they are more in tune with your thinking. For example, you want to get over on them or you want to take money from their wallet. Then you introduce this slide, or what I call a disruptor.
Okay.
And so I thought that was fascinating.
From a practical standpoint, it is an extremely important topic or concept when we talk about becoming vocal local. So much of what we're going to be needing to do is what we're called to do right now is to go out into our quote-unquote communities and deal with the change agents Kraft and Guile as they introduce communitarian law and the global agenda into our local boards and councils and soviets and commissions, etc. And so having in your treasure chest of understandings and tools, if you will, in your toolbox, something other than a 5-pound hammer and that old rusty screwdriver, which we rely altogether too much on, that are proving unreliable these days, it would be helpful to be able to craft, if you could, slides, if I understand you properly, so that we would be able to
stop or terminate a line of reasoning being advanced by a change agent with such a punctuation mark, such as an exclamation point, that they would not be able to return to that discussion. Now, for instance, if you were dealing with, say, someone from a regional council of government who was in working with a new planning commission trying to encourage them to adopt the International Property Maintenance Code or any of the model codes and acts from the International Code Council's body of model codes, if you were able to use certain linguistic techniques to stop that discussion and leave them basically speechless, you would then be in a position to be able to take over the meeting, disrupt the meeting, if you will, at that point. But not having those tools, we're dealing, you know, with people who are trained facilitators and trained change agents, and they do have these tools. And so when you come into the meeting and you want to get something across and you want to advance individualism or property rights issues, you're stopped by these professionals that have these tools in their basket. Is that kind of a summary of where you were going with that?
Well, I think it touches on several of the points. I mean, for myself, what I'm looking for is essentially ways, for example, to protect myself, because I don't want to become victimized by these people, because after all, they're basically casting spells and incantations via the use of symbols and words, and then sorcery and wordplay using words of art and so forth to essentially hijack my head to their own.
Yeah, the idea is, it's so old, you know, but the ad hominem attack, you know, attacking the messenger rather than dealing with the question at hand or with that, with the, dealing with the message, that's a rather old one, and if you're familiar with it, you can deal with it. But, you know, you take on issues like clean water. For everyone wants clean water. Who wouldn't want clean water? You take on issues like clean air. Who wouldn't want that? You know, who wouldn't want a greener community? Who would be opposed to having trees in the community and so on and so forth? Who wouldn't want to have a cohesive community or a more vibrant or a robust community? These are the kinds of words that we're up against in the dialogue.
I agree. However, I'm looking for two ways to be able to employ these tactics myself, call them disruptors or slides, if you will. For example, one of the game changers that I employ is, wait a minute, we're dealing in counterfeit money here. We're calling it money, and it's not even money. We're broke. What's there to talk about? We're talking, of course, here about the expansion of government and how things are paid for. Who's going to pay for it? Who's the master? Who's the serf in this relationship? And so when I hear people talk about all these wonderful programs that they want to get everyone to hop on, I have to ask myself immediately, who benefits and where does the money come from? At the end of the day, I think of, you know, a cabal of counterfeiters laughing themselves silly, because we're all basically part of a counterfeit ring, a counterfeiter's ring, no less than if we had printed the darn stuff ourselves.
One of the real world things that I've dealt with in the past is this, and that is that when in regards to taking or accepting grants and aid, federal or state grants and aid or international community grants and aid, the retort from them is, and that would be like a school board person, is that if we don't take the money, someone else will. And so this idea of free money, you know, and I've used that in public meetings before, free money, as if money grew on trees, free money. And if we don't take this money, then someone else will. Well, if you don't steal someone's car, then maybe someone else will. If you don't commit a crime, maybe someone else will. But does that justify the crime? You know, so it's coming up with these these ways of being able to turn some of this dialogue around. And that's a powerful argument, you know, Lark, because when you're dealing with education or with when you're dealing with public finance, there are grants and aid monies that are out there for downtown improvements and things like that, beautification, sidewalk repairs, infrastructure repairs, that there's a window, there's a call window that's opened up at the regional council of governments level, and those the loans are there, they're waiting for the applications, and if the community or the municipality doesn't put in their loan application, that window will close. Others will get that money. So it's a very convincing argument from the standpoint of the city or from the community, but at the same time, it puts us in bondage. It puts us in a bondage debt, because every time you reach out for those unearned shekels, the shackles of control inevitably come on there. All of those free monies come with a list of requirements and rules and regulations and ordinances that must be implemented in order to take that benefit. So we'll pick it up right there on the other side. Folks, you're welcome to call in if you like, 866-841-1065. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So we turn to once again for our last and final segment of today's 2-hour broadcast, visiting as we like to do with Lark from Dallas. talking about this idea of a slide or the ways that we can improve our own vocabulary and our understanding for those instances where we might find ourselves in a consensus meeting when we're being dealt out a heavy course of the Delphi technique, etc. And these are definitely things that we will find in the advance of the communitarian law in and around America as we start to focus more on the idea of the greatest good or the greatest number. Of course, that's the happiness principle. The pursuit of happiness goes all the way back to the Declaration of Independence. This is nothing new. It's been coming on us and at us for a long time. We talk about this being the home of philosophical radicalism. Philosophical radicals, you go back and start with Jeremy Bentham, James Mill, John Stuart Mill, the utilitarians and all of that. The greatest good or the greatest number principle. All of this early English socialism that then went on to become Fabian socialism and has become communitarian law on a global scale, these are things that we combat on a regular basis. And as we found out here, the lawyer, the direct ancestors of the early common law lawyer, were persons hired as champions in trials by battles. There's certainly every lawyer is a negotiator of compromise. It is their mainstay in life. And we encounter them on a regular basis as change agents, oftentimes trained up in their craft and guile at the university extension program through the land-grant colleges and universities in competition with these other folk like Apollo and Phoenix. But these are real things. They are actual happenings. And so as we become more powerful and become more vocal local, these are the tools that we need to have in our toolbox. But final thoughts or ideas, Lark?
Well, a good way to get back to this idea of words and how they affect our thinking and how we can allow our own thinking to enslave us or imprison us is this. For example, you can just bandy about terms like liberal, conservative, and rule of law. Say among 10 people in a room discussing these three terms in relation to whatever else they're talking about. And as you well understand, many people don't have the same conceptions for what these words definitions are. And so it's really easy to allow words themselves to essentially enslave us. I remember when I was a child, my mother said, well, you need to be a lawyer. I said, no, Mom, lawyers are liars. They're not doing anything good for mankind. They're basically parasites. I said, well, you need to be a doctor. I would prefer to be a healer if I could, but they're running a racket. And they're parasites, too. Do you see what I'm saying?
There really is no end to that kind of a list, but if you take something basic and simple like the distinction between liberal and conservative, and I've drawn that, you know, out on the broadcast before, what is conservative? Conserving is to conserve something. It's like putting up jam. It's like canning things, you know. But when we think about conservative, you've got to think of time. Time is so very important. You need to know where we stand on a timeline. And then when people talk about the conservative right and left. But when we think about the conservatives, what are we conserving? Well, they're conserving something that was happening in their youth. Today, the conservatives are actually trying to conserve what, you know, Jane Fonda and everybody was doing, Tom Hayden and Jules Ayers and all the rest of that, the hippy-dippy weatherman. The conservatives today are trying to conserve the liberalness of their youth. And liberals today are trying to be progressive and to advance the agenda into the next century, if you will. And so liberal and conservative continue to change as each passing generation. And because the powers that be understand this dialectic perfectly, they use liberal and conservative to keep us in this left-right paradigm constantly. So those two are pretty well out of service.
Well, and when we examine these things from our own perspective in terms of you know, we can imagine ourselves as a stick figure inside of a circle where we attach some labels to what it is important to how we interface with the world. And for me, those two most important words are well-being and economy. And I have my definitions for these terms. I don't accept anybody else's definitions except my own. We can also attach words like energy, and we can attach words like spirit or mind. And so what we're really not being taught is first principles today. We're not taught the basics of morality, because of course the change agents insist that words have lost their meaning and they can be changeable. So in effect, the language has been hijacked, and allowed it to be hijacked.
Yeah, it's a denial of absolutes. And you go back to the I go back to the study there of Auguste Comte. And now, listeners, he was the founder of what we now know as sociology, which is so very important for us to understand, because we have, as people, been placed into a petri dish. We have been slipped under the lens of a high-power microscope, and we have been studied to the nth degree. And we now are like a Stradivarius violin in the hand of a concert violinist, and they play we the people like a master or a maestro. So sociology is extremely important, but Auguste Comte said, everything is relative, and that is the only absolute. From that you can get the idea of the living constitution, your idea of the rule of law, where we basically are under the rule of these black-robed priests, the judges, if you will, where they are making law as they go along. They find law. There are no absolutes in the world these days unless we restore them to use. And so we have a real deficiency or a problem there. But introducing in a public meeting a concept of absolutes when you're dealing with people who have advanced university educations is almost as difficult as trying to convert Mormons into Jews or Catholics. People get into their belief systems, and they're very hard to change out of that. So we've really got a plate full in this day and age. But first of all, we need to unlearn or unwind some of these Gordian knots that have been wrapped up in our own minds. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And when we recognize that how we're becoming enslaved is through the very language itself, and then when we realize that people are essentially the same in terms of what we're after, you know, we're looking for affirmation, we're looking for strokes from the fellow members of our tribes, you know, when things like inviolate rule of law mean nothing today, and then when we recognize that we're all complicit by involving ourselves in effect what is a counterfeiter's ring, we see that we've become enslaved. It's a tragedy, and it's something that in my own thinking I'm trying to look for ways to reverse.
Absolutely. That is my ultimate goal on this broadcast. Thank you for calling in, Lark. We're coming to the end of the program. I need to close out, but do continue listening, and I look forward to more of your emails. Always very, very good material. So, again, thanks for calling in. All right. So, you know, Lark has raised a lot of good points today. We didn't get as far with our understanding of who the lawyer is. We'll continue that tomorrow. There's no time limit here. We've got a lot of really difficult problems facing us, and largely it has to do with, as Lark has styled in previous broadcasts, the tyranny of words. I like to think of it as the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician. Figure that one out, to write it out and get it off the archives and transcribe it. The obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician, where words become nothing more than symbols. Symbols in a game, a language game. And unless you have a meta-language, unless you have access to the language about the language, we don't even understand what it is that we're hearing. So when you watch the news at night, when you're reading stuff off the internet, when you're going in and getting involved in any of this higher education, you're dealing with this obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician, where when I say ball, I may not mean it, I may not think it, it may not have even been what I said. It was just the symbol that I wrote. Folks, we're all out of time for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until next time, good day.
One state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local. Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.